A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We get the Utah State Unemployment Summary at this time every month. And Nate McDonald joins us, the Assistant Deputy Director with the Department of Workforce Services. Good morning to you, Nate.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
How do the numbers look this month?
Well, you know, just when we think that it can't get any lower, it does. Our unemployment rate is at 2.3%. And this is Utah's lowest recorded unemployment rate.
How do we break this down? What does it mean for the workforce out there and those that might still be looking for work?
Well, it's great news for the workforce. You know, this is a job seekers market. And the great thing we're seeing is the industries that we continue to see. I mean, this time of year, we would see leisure and hospitality really climb to be the top. And though it's doing very well, it's not at the top. What's at the top is education and health services, construction. Construction for the December report to be the second largest industry is telling you something. Like the economy is just booming. And then also professional and business the industries are continue to just do really well. So we're seeing high-paying, good jobs industry being at the top.
So this wasn't temporary retail for the holiday season then?
Correct. I mean, that's another one we would typically see high this time of year, and we're still seeing these stronger, higher-paying jobs being at the top, which is really good.
So what happens when you have this kind of tightness in the labor market?
Well, so there's, you know, some say, you know, when you get really low unemployment, it's not actually that good. but what we're seeing that makes it really positive is we still have 3.3% job growth. And so to have that high of job growth, which we anticipate we're going to be at the top of the nation with that type of job growth, we have been for the last several months. So what that means is employers just have a much harder time finding employees, but they are, because we have strong job growth. And it means, where are they finding them? Right now, they're finding them either people that have been on the fringe, meaning they have been disconnected from the workforce, and because of the strength of our economy, they're stepping back in, or they're bringing people in from out of state.
Mm. I know we ask this question almost every time because the numbers seem to tick down every time you come in, which is a good thing. But it has forced some of these employers, has it not, to get a little creative with how they bring in workers and whether they actually teach them some of the skills they might need.
Absolutely. And the question we always get asked is, where's the hidden workforce? And that is making employers be more creative to find the hidden workforce. And right now we know, like, rural Utah, we have labor in rural Utah, and that's something that we're encouraging. If employer can move a job to a rural Utah area, whether it's by telecommuting or actually move the job there, there's workforce out there. But we also know there's hidden workforce that, when we talk about the fringe, you know, you have someone that's been a stay-at-home parent that is now in a position where they want to get back in the workforce. Maybe they just need an employer to be a little bit more adaptive. And those are some things that we're, you know, employers are needing to be more creative and adjust to build to get that workforce.
Before I let you go, Nate, what about wages?
Wages, the great thing when it's a tight labor market is it does force wages to climb. And because employers have to be more competitive, because they need to retain their employees because it's harder to find them. And so it does cause wages to grow a little more. And we're seeing that.
Yeah, fantastic. You're making history today with a record low.
That is
what did
something.
You say, 2.3?
2.3 unemployment rate.
Nate McDonald, Department of Workforce Services. Always good to see you, especially with news like that.
Yeah.